So my two stories. Story number one, this is from actually a little back, a few months back, but I don't care. I'm not trying to be current here. Here's the headline. Cardinals, that's Catholic cardinals, get pay cut as Vatican reduces costs. I'm not going to get into the article. I just wanted to mention it here. Right away, I read this. I guess my first reaction was good. Good. You know what? Because I was thinking they need to stop thinking about money so much. But then I started thinking more about it. I said, no, that's actually, why in the world are the Cardinals even being paid? You know, they have these houses that they live in, mansions, really. They have these people that serve them. They eat in a common refectory and so on. They have, palatial offices. For the life of me, I'm having difficulty understanding, and I bet you they put their gas on the Vatican credit card. I'm having difficulty understanding what in the world they need to be paid for at all. But then it goes even further. I'm starting to go, you know what, maybe the fact that they're being paid. I'll give it to you an example. I had a priest, and God bless him because he's a good priest. I mean, I really love this man. He's a fine priest. He really answered God's call. He's doing God's work. But let me just show you how this disease can get into their minds. So he was struggling because he's a traditional priest, and the liberal establishment doesn't like traditional priests. And he was trying to, find a place to land that he could do what he wanted to do. And I kept trying to say, I told him multiple times, Father, trust me when I tell you this, that if you fly solo, and I don't mean outside the hierarchy, I mean you just stand up for what you believe and do what's right inside the hierarchy and be a fine priest, you'll never go hungry. I said, I promise you that, because the people that see you making that stand, like me, are going to chunk some money your way. And I'll be darned, you know what he said? And this is a good priest. He said, but what about my benefits? Man. Father, he really said it to the wrong person. You know why? Because I didn't have health insurance. You know why? Well, besides the fact I gave up on the racket, but truly it had priced itself out of my market. I couldn't afford the $1,200, $1,500 a month, right? And so for my priest who's living off of my charity to tell me that he can't take a risk for lack of benefits kind of torqued me off a little bit, okay? Now here I have cardinals whining about their pay being decreased. I don't buy it, guys. You know what? You're supposed to give your life to God because you were called by him. I was called to married life. I have more financial obligations than probably any cardinal in existence, and I'm still giving money away, and I still don't have health insurance because I replace it with MediShare because I think it's a more humane and good thing to do anyway. I believe it's following Christ better, in other words. So, cardinal, you know what? I don't care about your pay being cut. I really don't. I have no regard for your pay being cut. I hope it gets cut to zero. I hope you have to frigging struggle like everyone else in the universe, and maybe you'll find that when you do, you get a little bit of heaven from your sacrifice. You understand what the point of this operation is. Here's another one, though. For those of you who say, well, okay, Dave, I get that article, and I get this all the time. Matter of fact, I'm kind of getting it a little bit with the Crusader Investment Club. You know, all we need is one good Catholic enterprise with lots of money. It could fix everything because they could invest in all the blah, 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 blah. Okay, listen to this. Knights of Columbus Insurance, right? I'm not trying to knock the Knights. Please don't send me nasty grams saying I love the Knights or anything like that. It has nothing to do with it. I'm just going to make the point. I'm just trying to prove that money alone will not fix our problem. Okay? The Knights of Columbus has 22, and I think this is an old report, $22 billion of assets. $22 billion. They have 2 million active contracts in force, 17 consecutive years of growth. I'm looking through this little report, just naming a few highlights here. 42 consecutive years, United States has earned superior ratings for financial strength from AM Best, et cetera, on and on and on. The Knights do lots of little work, functions, whatever, nice stuff here, there, and everywhere, right? I'm not going to knock that. I'm just going to say this. What's the last cause that they ever stood for? When did they ever apply that $22 billion into trying to reverse some horrific thing going on in America? When's the last fight they've ever gotten into? And you're going to say, Dave, I don't remember any. That's what Mike told me before the show. $22 billion, and they can't spend a dime to fight, let's just say, I don't know, what's that stupid transsexual story time or whatever they're doing in libraries now? $22 billion, and they can't stand up against abortion any better than they are. $22 billion, and they can't join or try to encourage the bishops to actually stand up for the no communion for the heretics that we have in office now, right? The only one I can even remember, I don't remember it personally, but I know they did it, was in the 1950s. They insisted. And they had a big campaign to insert "under God" into our Pledge of Allegiance. That's the most controversial the Knights have been in 60 plus years. And they were successful. They got "under God" put into the Pledge of Allegiance, for whatever that's worth. Here's my point. It's not going to take money, guys. We're starting the Crusader Investment Club, and that's going to help. But it's going to take a dedicated function of, we are fighting the status quo. We do not give in to immorality. We are not going to go along to get along. We stand up for what we believe, and by God, let the chips fall where they may. If it happens to make the whole club wealthier, great. If it happens to torpedo us, that's fine too, because we're willing to sacrifice and be crucified with our Lord. And I don't want to be, at the end of the day, sitting on top of $22 billion and say in my heart, I never did a damn thing to advance the Society of Christ. I never did a damn thing to advance his kingdom. If that's what I say after however long, 40 years, we got $22 billion in our investment club, and we go, oh, but we're still being regulated and pushed around and safe environment trained and capitulating every time we turn around. If that's what we're doing with all that money, then shame on us. That is why I'm irritated with Catholic Inc.,